On ABC Radio Melbourne, David Astle.
Talking about old books, they do have very distinct smells. In fact, I'd have to say they are one of the headiest perfumes going around. Someone who's actually distilled this topic, if they can't at least distill the aroma themselves, is Dr. Alex Russell, who's a senior postdoctoral fellow at the Central Queensland University. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
What's the oldest book you own?
I actually have an old legal textbook from the 1300s for some reason. But when I was doing my undergrad, one of the best subjects I did was looking at medieval texts. And I was at the University of Sydney at the time. And they have the oldest, you know, books in the Southern Hemisphere there. And, you know, bringing out these old, amazing books and actually touching them, which felt like something you shouldn't do, was quite incredible.
It probably was something you shouldn't do.
Well, that's what they got us to do.
So with old books, I know that all the great alchemists and distillers of the ages have always tried to extract an aroma from a particular product, whether it's sandalwood or whether it's even something like leather or clipped grass. Have there been actual attempts to try and draw out the smell of old books into something of an essence?
Yeah, look, we've tried to capture all sorts of smells. There's a library of smells in Japan, actually, that captures a lot of these sorts of things. But smell's something that's actually really hard to do in that sense, because a lot of smells are really complex. It's not like there's just one chemical that's behind that. And all of the smells, they're actually a combination usually of dozens or even hundreds of chemicals. So a really good wine is, you know, about 800 or 1,000 chemicals going up your nose every time you smell it.
So what is the secret of the attraction of an old book smell?
I mean, what is
it about the smell?
Smells.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, the smell itself is actually coming from the book essentially disintegrating over time, and, you know, odorous molecules going up our nose as it disintegrates. But the secret is that we learn a connection with smells. So we learn to like things because usually we have a really good association with these things. So, you know, days spent reading these old books are really quite a relaxing, attractive kind of time in our lives. So that smell gets associated with that sense of relaxation and enjoying ourselves and finding new knowledge.
But hang on, you just said that one of your oldest books there is a legal textbook. Did you have that much fun reading that?
No, but it sort of takes me back to a previous partner. So there is that connection for me.
Well, there you go. And I'm thinking also, too, that a book, when is the tipping point for when a, you know, this young upstart of a book in our lives suddenly becomes something that is readily and warmly, a ready and warm association? When is that moment?
Well, that's a very personal thing. So, I mean, it's the same with anything that we have a good connection with or, you know, a strong connection with. It really depends over time. So another great example is something like coffee, right? We have this, you know, desire to get rid of things that are bitter. We don't want to drink them. Smell and taste work as gatekeeper senses, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that's really bitter, we don't want to drink because it's generally kind of poisonous. But over time, we develop a connection with coffee and we learn to get past that, you know, I don't want to drink this bitter thing, to the point where if we have a coffee that isn't bitter, we don't want to drink it anymore. But that happens at different rates for different people, and it depends on how much you need that caffeine kick. And so it's the same with these books. As you, you know, develop a nice connection with these books, or if you read something that really kind of changes your life in a particular book, that's when those connections start to happen. But they do take time.
I'll let you get back to flipping through that legal textbook and remembering lost loves and past lives. Lovely to chat with you this morning, Alex. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Alex Russell, and he has been sniffing his share of old books.